Do you look forward to seeing Jesus come again in his glory? I know that that will be a wonderful event, and we look forward to that. There were some people in Jesus' lifetime, his opponents, who were trying to accuse him. They were taking him to the cross. They were getting ready to crucify him. And one of them asked, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?" And Jesus answered this in Mark chapter 14, verse 62. "I am," he said, "and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven." That is a wonderful promise. That's the promise of Jesus Christ coming again in all of his glory. We know that in his first coming, we describe that as his coming in humility. Jesus came by way of birth in a humble manger. He grew in a humble town and humble family, and all about his life throughout his earthly life was a very humble life. And we know that Jesus was in that way not revealing fully his glory as God in the flesh. And so he said to these who were accusing him and making light of him that one day they would see him in his glory, that we will see Jesus Christ when he comes. And he says, "I'll be coming in the clouds. I'll be at the right hand of the Father." It's going to be a glorious return of Jesus Christ. So we try to imagine what that will look like. The glow of his radiance, the radiance of God's glory being present with Jesus Christ. We see snips of that in the book of Revelation where John writes about Jesus and his splendid appearance in his second coming. It will be overwhelming in many ways. And yet at the same time, because we belong to Jesus Christ, if we put our faith in Christ, we belong to him, and we will be able to appreciate and enjoy that glorious appearance of Jesus Christ. Yes, we'll be humbled by it as well, but we'll also be able to rejoice in it because we belong to Jesus Christ. And so we look forward to his return. We look forward to seeing him in his glory. But even now, then, we live in light of that glory of Jesus Christ. He is the risen Lord, the glorious Lord. And so we can live a whole different life because of that. So when we live out our life today and this week ahead, let's do it as those who belong to the glorious Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for taking time to join me for this pastoral visit.